Hey guys, welcome back to Talk with Torch.
Yo, yo, yo.
So I definitely feel really, really bad because we haven't been putting out any content.
Yo, we've been doing a lot. So sorry we neglected y'all.
We definitely been doing a lot. So tonight we just want to really just you know, like, talk about what's been going on with us, what we've been up to, and basically just giving y'all a little light life update. Right, babe?
Slight. Nothing major. Nothing major. When was the last time we posted?
Don't even ask me.
I can't tell you a date.
Like,
anniversary? Did we do one before our anniversary? After the anniversary?
I'm going to be completely honest with you. I can't even sit here and tell you whether it was post-anniversary or pre-anniversary. I can't tell you that.
I think it was pre.
Anyway.
So tell them about the fun that we had, because I think it was pre.
For our anniversary?
The podcast, we did it pre-anniversary. Before.
Post is before. Pre post is after.
Post is after.
Is it?
Yeah. Prefix.
Oh, yeah. So it's pre and then post. Yeah. Right. So I think that we did it post anniversary. He be trying. You know what?
I'm not even trying.
First of all, he's fucking high. Let me put him on the spot right now. You're fucking high. Okay, you got me thinking about. And I'm like, pre-post, I'm getting the shit mixed up. But, I don't know. I don't remember. I don't feel like going back into the archives to be like, well, you're incorrect. But, the last time we spoke about stuff, we were talking about, like, friends and all of that stuff.
The podcast.
Right. So, I definitely think it was after the anniversary. A lot of the listeners, they watch what's going on, so they already know, like, how we spent our anniversary, basically, you know? We have a lot of stuff in store for you guys. Hubby, he has a lot of stuff. Like, he's been rocking y'all to sleep, okay? He has a lot of stuff in works. I have a lot of stuff in works as well, but my husband has a lot of stuff that is coming forth very, very soon. So if you guys do not know, follow him at Trey Valor on Instagram. And you guys can keep up with that because I'm telling you right now, like, he's bringing all the heat. Like, listen. Anna.
Supreme who?
Anna. Ooh. Anna, so please, really, really stay in tune for that. It's very important. I'm proud of you.
Appreciate it, baby.
I'm proud of you. You do a lot for us.
Listen, I'm proud of her.
You do a lot for us.
Thank you.
You do a lot for us, and you kind of put this on the back burner.
Yeah, and I'm sorry.
It's fine. You kind of put this on the back burner, but the back burner no more.
Yep. We're about to get lit with the content. Sooner or later, you're going to see a lot of content, from us on a lot of platforms. So it's not only going to be podcasts. We're doing a lot. So, listen, what are we going to get into? What are we going to talk about? We got a lot to talk about.
Well, first of all, we were just basically giving you guys a little update. The thing is, when people are on platforms where they're expressing things, there's a lot of things that are taking back that they don't want to put forth. Mm-hmm. Just like anybody else. As we, you know, we work through things, we come on our platform and we discuss what we're doing. We have to talk with Torch And we have other things in store as well. So I just felt like it was important and it was necessary for you guys to just take heed and kind of pay attention to what's going on right now, because a lot of people, they say things and then there's people that's actually working towards what they got going on as far as action. And over here, when you become missing in action in certain parts where you're on a platform, it's not necessarily like we're neglecting our audience. It's because we're making sure that, listen, the next time we hit you guys up, that we have some shit for you. So that's why I'm telling you to stay tuned, because my husband is constantly, listen, first things first, he's a serial provider. So he's not going to make anything go wrong as far as providing. And for him to step out of his element to do something that's different, I want you guys to actually pay attention. And like I said before, I need you guys to go in at him, spam his ass, at Trey Valor, okay? TREVALOUR, okay?
Go hit that.
Period. You know, I really low-key hate that. But you want to know something crazy? West Indians use period. Did you know that?
Yeah, of course I know that.
They'd be like, and period. But now it's like a whole big fucking thing where it's just like, and period. But no, like, niggas been using period before period was actually a lingo.
Yeah.
It wasn't a lingo. Like, period. Like, for me, I go, bossy ass, period. It's like, oh shit, I'm gonna get my ass bust.
Yeah.
Like, I'm gonna get a beating. Like, it wasn't to be cool. It was like, oh shit, like, I know, like, I'm about to really get beat up.
Let's talk about that, because as a kid, did you know, by what was said, did you know what ass whooping is coming out? If it's gonna be a good little, nice little small licking, or it's gonna be that, yo, I'm gonna fuck you up, kill you right now type of time, man.
Oh, well, I'm gonna tell you right now, I got every ass whipping from every angle. So because I was like really like bad like that, oh, I already knew how to like manipulate the situation, but it never worked out in my favor. It never worked out in my favor. Like, my dad, he would never beat me on the ass. So I know, if my dad was going to beat me, he was going to beat me on my legs.
Oh, yeah.
He was going to beat me on my legs. Like, if y'all ever got licks, a hot lick, whether it's with a belt on your legs, you guys tell me when y'all got an ass whipping with a belt, a leather strap on your fucking calves, and tell me if that was like, because that shit wasn't life for me. Nah. That's how my dad used to beat me.
That's crazy. Well,
I swear to you, I'm not going to lie on my dad. He never once hit me and beat me on my ass. My father always would hit me here on the palm of my hand. Mm-hmm. And that was light. That was like for nothing. But like, if I did something that was like serious, he would take a leather strap and beat me on my calves. Wow. Yeah.
See, I got some crazy ass whoopings. I got some crazy ass whoopings in my life. I told you about some of them. Some of them I'm gonna keep secret. But what I was trying to get to is like,
fucking dead.
But what I'm trying to get to is, you know, like you were saying, like, I'm gonna whoop your ass. You know, that's a different ass whooping than I'm going to whoop your ass, period. You know, it's just like a, listen, I could tell, like, oh, you put this word in? Yeah, I know it's going to be crazy.
Like, I'm going to tell y'all some bullshit. So, like, if anyone knows me that listens to this, you guys know that my sister is, like, way older than me. So, I don't have any other siblings besides my older sister. And we're 12 years apart. And I did some fuckery one time when my sister was at work And my sister was at a she was a teenager at the time. And I did some fuckery. And I'm going to be honest with you, because I got my ass whipped so much times as a kid. I can't exactly tell you exactly what I did, but I did something to my sister. And at this time in life, my sister, she was working nights. And she would get off of work like maybe, I'm going to say like maybe like 11 o'clock at night. So she would get home like midnight. Mm-hmm. And whatever it is that I did, my grandmother called my father because she knew. Because y'all know, like, my grandmother's the one who raised me. And I'm not saying my grandmother whipped my ass a few times. Mm-hmm. But my grandmother was never the type to continually beat my ass. Like, if my grandmother gave me, a good ass whipping mm-hmm. or really put a slap on me, she wasn't going to do that no more. She like, if that shit ain't work for you, I'm going to make it the next person who you scared of. Yeah. And I was terrified of my father. Like, because he'd be like, Gil, what you doing? Like, real fucking Trini. Like, his voice is mad deep. This nigga sounds like a fucking serial killer. Like, it's ridiculous. So, I did something to my sister. And my fucking stupid ass gonna play it off like I'm asleep. Mm-hmm. My grandmother called my father like, yeah, Tiffany acting up. She did this, she did that. So I'm like, fuck that shit. I'm gonna go to sleep. Mm-hmm. I go to sleep. No.
That's another one. Listen.
My grandmother wakes me up for the ass whipping, okay? Listen. My dad comes from work. It's night. Mind you, I'm in bed. It's like 9 o'clock. I'm fake, like, sleep. I know I'm not asleep because I swear to you, my heart is racing. I am not terrified. I am fucking petrified at this point. Do you understand what I'm saying to you? Like, seriously, I think that I stopped being afraid of my dad when I went to Job Corps. And I was 18. I was petrified of this man. Mm-hmm. I love my dad to the core. But I was petrified because he was the disciplinarian.
Yeah.
I'm like, all right, my grandmother could call me every name in the book. She gonna bust my ass, but she ain't gonna kill me. Mm-hmm. Like, my dad just gotta say, like, two words, and I'm shook. Like, this nigga just gotta breathe different. And I'm scared as fuck. So, this particular night, I don't know what the fuck I did to my sister, but my sister put the fucking information in his head, and my grandmother did, too. So, I'm like, oh, I seen, like, 7 o'clock came. No, I'm lying. I seen, like, 6 o'clock came. He ain't come upstairs. I'm thinking shit is sweet, babe. I'm thinking shit is fucking sweet. 7 o'clock? Ooh, I'm gonna take a bath. And at that time, my grandmother was into Avon. I went and took me a little Avon bubble bath, like, come out the tub, put on a little pajamas. My grandmother used to get me the little fucking, it was not, if all you know about house coat, but it wasn't a house coat, it was a nightie. Woo! I had on a fucking nightie. A nightie. Listen, babe, come on, man. I had a fucking nightie. And he still ain't come? He damn sure came at 9 o'clock. I swear to God, the bell rung. Nigga, you would have thought I was in a coma. You would have thought I was in a fucking coma. I was out fake. Like...
I'm fucking dead.
I was out. Yo, this nigga rung the bell. I swear to God, my heart almost came out of my chest. I was so scared. I'm like, nah. I'm like, yo. If I'm fucking...
like, if I pretend I'm asleep, he ain't gonna bother me.
Cause my grandmother always used to be talking about, like, she knew this girl that her father killed her in her sleep. Wow. Because she did something wrong, and instead of him waking her up out of her sleep, he bust her ass in her sleep, and she, it's not funny because it's a real story.
That happened to me. That's
you ain't never tell me that. Come on, man.
I got my ass beat out of sleep.
Oh, no.
I was real sleep.
That's that hate. See? That's that Haitian shit. Babe, I'm going to let you tell your story, but no funny shit. I swear to God. I'm not even dragging it. I swear to you, my grandmother told me about this girl in Trinidad who father beat her in her sleep. She did something that was like, you know, she was like misbehaving. Yeah, yeah, yeah. He came and beat her in her sleep, and she got a heart attack in her sleep and died.
Oh, wow.
So my grandmother was like against that. So I was mad young at this situation, guys. So I used to sleep with my grandmother until I was like 13. I don't give a fuck. Like, I love my grandmother. I was attached to her to the hip. I slept with my grandmother in the same bed until I was 13. Had my own room and all, and still didn't give a fuck about that. Slept with my grandmother. And if I had the chance to do that shit ever again at 32, I would be sleeping with her until I was 32 years old, 33, 34. Forever. Okay? Like, I love sleeping with my grandmother on that big-ass California king bed with two mattresses. She used to call it her horse. Like, I would not. But she was not going to let my dad beat my ass while I was asleep. Mm-hmm. She was not doing that.
But that night, she damn sure woke my ass up.
She woke me up for me to get my ass beat. I swear to God, I almost pissed my skin. So, like I said, guys, I don't remember exactly what the fuck I did, but I did something to my sister. And at that time, my sister, she was working, and she was working nights. And my dad, I guess he was working late because he came late. She woke me up, and he bust my ass. He beat me on my legs. And my father never beat me on my legs where I had marks or anything like that. But when I tell y'all, if y'all know about hot licks, get some hot ass licks on your calves and then come and talk to me. But yo, babe, you're wildin'. Like, so your dad woke you up and bust your ass? Because I know your mother didn't do that shit.
Wake me up. He bust my ass.
While you was asleep? You wasn't gasping for air? No, that's not funny. Like, low key, that's battery in the soul.
Listen, my dad used to work late. Like, my dad would leave when he was doing it. He used to fucking leave at 3 in the morning and come back at like 10, 11. And, you know, I was mad young, so I have a bedtime of like 9, 8 o'clock.
9 o'clock was like the go-to. Yeah. Like, if you had a bedtime at 9 o'clock at a young age, you was lit.
9 o'clock was like, I think, was it, what days was like back in the day American Idol was always every, it was.
I think it was like a Tuesday or Wednesday.
That's the only day I would be like maybe 9:30 is pushing it. But I was always like 8 o'clock, 9 o'clock. So I'm sleeping, you know, I'm hitting the Z's, I'm out, you know, all the sheep jumping over the moon, all that shit, I'm out.
We have to talk about the sheep. You ever tried counting sheep back from 100 to 1? You know that shit really make you go to sleep? Barney wasn't lying when he was telling you to count that sheep. Yo, if y'all remember Lamb Chops, yo, let me know. Lamb Chops. Playing along. PBS Kids.
So, yeah.
I'm fucking
lying. As a youngin', I was a badass kid. I was really bad. Like, I think for some reason my dumbass decided I wanted to unscrew, like, because I wanted to use, like, to hook to hang up something or do something, my ass decided I'm gonna unscrew two of the screws from the door. I unscrew two of the screws from the door. I get caught in action.
You get by who? Your father?
By my mom. My mom calls my dad. Like, you know what this kid is doing while he's at work? So my dad come around 10, 11 o'clock. I guess my dad sometimes used to come around 10:30. It used to be like 10:30 on the dot, or maybe a minute less or 5 minutes more if you're looking for parking on a block. In Brooklyn, is hard to find, in Canarsie at least. So this nigga, he probably settled in, but I got my ass beat. Like, I got whooped into life.
Because you know why, babe? He probably was fixated on that ass whooping when he got the phone call. You know West Indian people, they petty as fuck. It's the same thing like with my dad. Like, my dad got that call way before I went to sleep. That shit was fixated in his soul. Your dad, oh, he knew. It was his mission to bust your ass when he got in the house. He knew he had to give you a cut tail. That's what they called it, a cut tail, a cut ass.
Because, listen, babe.
Well, you want a fucking cut ass?
The door hinges have... That's what I was taking the screw out of. The door hinges fucking... It's three per hinge. So I'm here taking a blasted two and leaving the one in the middle.
But what the fuck are you doing that for?
Because I needed the screws for something else.
Oh, I would have tore that ass up. I would have tore it up.
I needed the screws for something else. And my mom, I think...
Your ass would have been fucking grass. Your ass would have been grass. That's the difference. See, I was doing some shit with my sister's shit. But you fucking making doors, you fucking making this safety measures and shit like that where it's just like, okay. And then you from fucking Canarsie too? Come on, man.
So, my pops is thinking like, when he opened his door, this shit going just tumbled over because I just only left one screw per hinge on the shit. And then, you know, with these play in most of the cribs in Canarsie, I don't understand why, but when people wanna say they painting house and they have a new room, new color in the room, I don't know, for some reason they paint over the fucking hinges of the door. Have you ever noticed that?
And it'd be mad paint on the doorknob. Mad
paint on the doorknob.
It'd be mad splatter paint.
So the fucking, I felt like, okay, if I take out two, the fucking paint is gonna help the fucking shit stick to the door with one. But my ass bugging, I went and fucking took both, hit both screws out the hinges, and oh man, that ass whooping that I got, I'm only thinking about it right now. Shit. I got my ass whooped. Whooped out of my sleep. I don't know what I was dreaming about, but as soon as I woke up, oh, it was raps. And it was one of those ass whoopings where you like, damn, this nigga is not tired. Like, felt like I was getting my ass beat for like 10 minutes straight. Like, he's just only there, left, right, like I'm fucking marching in a army. Excuse me, veterans. But I was getting beat. I was getting my ass whooped.
So let me ask y'all, I want to go take a shot, y'all. You said... It was one of them ass whippings where your dad didn't even take a break.
Listen, he was going like until I was waiting for the battery to run out.
I'm fucking dead.
You know, it's a difference when you using Panasonic and then Energizer.
Let me tell y'all. So for those who listen, who know my grandmother, y'all know like my grandmother used to love to cook and stuff. but her mouth was no fucking joke. But it was one time, me and my cousin, like, if y'all know, y'all know, we was like white on rice. Like, we was two peas in a pod. And my grandmother treated us equally. The ass whipper was as equal as you could think. Like, how you fucking doing mathematics on an ass whooping to make sure that it's equivalent to the other one? Like, I swear to God, it was an equal opportunity. Who the fuck does that? Like, seriously, and she used to do mad shit, and I'm getting in trouble for her fucking ass. But I remember, because, like, my aunt, like, also, whoever listens that knows, my aunt that used to always call me from the window on the first floor, because let me tell you, I told you about that, baby. My aunt that used to call me on the first floor, y'all, tell me why. I was also super, super terrified of her. So this day in particular, me and my cousin, we upstairs and we up to bare mischief. Like, bare mischief. Like, we up to doing just stupid ass shit. She calls my aunt for my aunt. My grandmother calls my aunt so she could really lay a cut ass on both of us. Me and my cousin lather ourselves up in fucking Vaseline. Because I'm telling her my stupid ass is trying to be fucking crafty. And I'm like, I'm like, listen, right? Like, I seen this shit on a movie. Like, you know, like, when you fight, you gotta put Vaseline on. I'm like, so if we put Vaseline all over our body, the hits is just gonna be slipping off. So we lather ourselves. And my grandmother used to shop at fucking Bobby's. So she would get the king. You ever seen a fucking king size tub of Vaseline? Go to fucking Bobby's. The shit would say king size. It would say King's X. Like petroleum jelly. It wasn't even a Vaseline brand. It would say cocoa butter petroleum. You could get the regular petroleum with the blue top or the cocoa butter with the brown. But the shit would have the fucking, like, extra large sign on it because it's the king size.
Shit looking like a bowl.
We fucking lathered ourselves up. Like, yeah, she about to come up here. She gonna fuck us up, but we ain't gonna feel nothing. And I'm gassing my cousin. Like, yeah. Like, I seen this shit, and I'm like, I'm telling you. If you lather your shit up from head to toe, if she hit you or she beat you with a belt, that shit gonna slide right off. Yo, I swear to God, I told my cousin, I'm like, yo, I promise you, you're not gonna feel nothing. Like, we could be bad for the rest of the day. We not gonna feel nothing. We did all of that greasier than a motherfucker slipping, gliding. You know, my aunt, up to this day, had never came upstairs and fucking talked about the incident. Yo, she never came upstairs that day. My cousin was like, you mad stupid. Like, why would you do that? And I'm like, I'm like, listen, I'd rather be greasier than a motherfucker. I'd rather be fucking greasier than a motherfucker than you whipping my ass and my fucking skin only blistering, because I got sensitive skin and I don't play about my skin. So the littlest thing that's grazing me is black and blue. So I'm like, listen, all right, well, the next time you ain't gotta put no Vaseline on your skin. But in a movie, I seen that shit in the show. I seen that they was using Vaseline. Yo, when I say, I'm talking about, I even had that shit in my hair.
Yo, is it fucked up that I wanted the story to go the other way?
What, that I got fucked up?
No, I just wanted to hear.
You ain't your, shit.
To hear how you would describe the it feels. Because you thought it was. It
seemed no, so let me tell you something, right? No funny shit. And I learned this also from my sister. When you fighting and you fist fighting somebody and you put Vaseline on your face, if a person punch you in your face, you might have like a little swollen or a little bit of puffiness. But when they punch you in your face, the shit is going like this. So even if it's impact like this, you're not getting the amount of pressure. So I'm like, I'm lit right now. I'm like, you could give me all the, and I'm ignorant with my shit. I'm like, you could give me all the licks. And I swear to you, God rested dead. I'm sorry. Y'all know how much I love my grandmother, but I'm like, I don't care how you call my aunt. Like, she could give me the amount of licks. I'm not going to feel nothing. And I'm telling my cousin, I swear, I'm reassuring her. I'm reassuring her. I'm comforting her. I'm putting her under the wing. Mind you, she's older than me. I'm like, I'm telling you, lather your skin up from head to toe, even in your hair. She going to be slipping off of you. She never fucking came upstairs. To this day. But I will tell y'all the time she slapped the fucking shame out of my ass. And I ain't have Vaseline on that day, so I'm fucking shit. But I swear, and babe, I told you about that. Mm-hmm. And then, like, I swear to you, like, 2 days later, I spilled all my sister nail polish. And my sister only wore cotton candy. And cotton candy, for y'all that don't know, it's like a white color. It looks white in a bottle, but it's like a white holographic. And all the girls that were popular and, you know, that kept themselves up to par, they would wear that. Or they would do French. Like how girls wear white toes and, you know how sometimes I'll do the white toes and shit like that. But back then, it was cotton candy. So it looks white in a bottle, mm-hmm. but it has a purple undertone, mm-hmm. like a lavender undertone. Okay. So in the light, it looks more holographic than white. That was my sister color. Well, I poured all of that shit out on my grandmother hospital table. You know the shit that you could open up and you could go, and you could push it across the bed. So like if I'm sitting here, the table could come like right here and I can eat my food. Like
this, whatever way you put it.
I spilled all that shit. Not purposely, just having fun with the nail polish. She calls my father, he comes upstairs. Oh, my sister's like, I'm telling. Why my father beat my ass for that? I'm like, nail polish? Then I called her salt. I'm like, you such a salt. But I meant slut. I thought it was going to hit the same. Well, I thought it was going to hit the same. My grandmother, like, get the piece of wood underneath the bed. I fucking tired of you. Holy ass. Get the piece of wood. I swear to God, I thought I was in, like, a fucking 300-degree room. I'm like, the piece of wood for what? She like, I fucking tired of you. Holy ass. And I had to go under the bed to get the piece of the rocking chair wood from my great-grandmother. If y'all know what a fucking rocking chair is, it's the shit that look like a little float. Mm-hmm. Two ends is like, it's like, how should I put this?
A boat chair.
It looks like a canoe. It looks like a canoe, but it's a solid piece of wood and both ends are up at the top at an arch. And every time my great-grandmother, because she loved rocking chairs, every time it broke, my grandmother felt like she was in need of collecting souvenirs. So in that sense, she would collect the wooden pieces of this fucking wood. And she would slide them underneath her fucking California king bed that had two king mattresses. So it was a California king, so... It's a California king bed, but it's two of them. So she used to call it a horse. And she would be like, okay, enough is enough. And I would have to slide that shit. And it was like, you would think the world is coming to an end because you about to come across. And my sister got that shit way more than me. Mm-hmm. But when my grandmother told me to go and fetch that for myself, I'm like, I'm not my sister. Like, I felt offended. Like, you better... I'm not gonna put my sister's name out there. I'm like, you better go get such and such. Like, she like, I'm tired of your fucking ass. Holy ass. not go get it. Not go get the piece of wood. Hold your fucking ass, was the quote. Hold your ass and go get this shit. And she telling me, mind you, I already know what she want me to go get, but I'm like, what's under the bed? I'm like, Grandma, what's under the bed? You want me to get the change pad? Hold your fucking ass. What change pad? I'm telling you to get change pad. It's the wood from the fucking rocking chair. And yo, anybody that know that had a relative or like, you know, you grew up in a real Caribbean household, you know that all of the furniture is like real good quality, because a lot of Caribbean people, they come to America and when they find stuff that they know is gonna last, and it's gonna last for a long time. Like, mm-hmm. like my grandmother has marble furniture and it's still,
yeah,
it's like you would never find that type of shit right now. Like a lot of people, they either sold that shit like years ago, mm-hmm. or whatever. You will never find like real authentic, like how you showed me the video about the garbage can.
Yeah.
You would never see like real solid, I don't even want to call it porcelain because it's actual marble. Mm-hmm. You'll never really see that, like that you bought like fucking 40 years ago. Not even, I don't even want to say that, 50 years ago. Mm-hmm. You can't see that now unless the person has someone in charge of their estate and they kept the same furniture. Yeah. It's not possible. That's the only way.
That's one thing, you know, sorry to cut you off. I use explaining that I kind of thought about the same thing with like the new homes now, because hardwood, like having hardwood floors, they're not the hardwood that you used to have before.
That used to go and make people plaster them down.
Yeah, this.
There's a name. I'm sorry to cut you off.
I think, is it laminate?
No. There's a name, and I cannot remember the name of it. But my grandmother, you know my apartment, in the living room area, the whole house was wood.
Yeah.
And then she put like regular tiles. But the living room and the dining room area, for a while, she had it where it wasn't called polish. It's a name for it. And I cannot, because it's an old term, mm-hmm. but they have to use that machine to make it shine. Like you have to use that machine on that type of wood, because it's not wood tiling. A lot of people use wood tiling.
Yeah.
Wood tiling and actual wood floors are night and day. You can't even treat it the same. Yeah. Like a wood floor, you can mop a wood floor with a regular mop. You can't do that on wood tiling. You can use a Swiffer, mm-hmm. but you can't use a traditional mop on these certain type of things. Why? Because it's tiling. Yeah. Tiling has elevated, yeah. compared to you getting a box of tiles. You know, my grandmother used to pay my fucking uncle to fucking lay tiles for the hallway from the fucking door to the wall by the bathroom. Yeah. Ain't nobody doing them things again.
Yo, if people are still buying the sticky shits from Bobby's, y'all need to get your ass beat. If y'all buying them sticky ass, cheap ass tiles from Bobby's, them shits in a pack, trying to decorate the whole crib.
So we're back, guys. I had to go and take another shot because it was just so funny talking about all this shit, but I really want to get into it. So, like, we talked about, like, you know, like, our parents or our older siblings, like, really beating us, mm-hmm. for doing shit. But what is a time, right? Like, I really want you to, like, really sit back and analyze. Like, what is a time where you preferred getting that beaten than to deal with somebody that is just, like, it's just too overbearing for you?
What is the time?
I don't know. I can't. I've never had an experience where, you know, I would pick the ass whooping over like dealing with that. I don't think so.
I'm gonna be all the way real with y'all. It's two. I had an occasion where somebody told me they wish I got hit by a fucking Mack truck. Now, if y'all know what a fucking Mack truck is, you know that's bare disrespect. That's like, a fuck you is like, what is the fuck you? And then I was with someone that was like completely obsessed with me. And it's dangerous. And I used to have to run away to go to like the park to like clear my mind. But it's not like a, hey, babe, I'll be back. It was like, oh, shit. Like, I know you taking a shower. I'm out. Mm-hmm. And then you out on the street looking for me like a loony. And I'm in a park. But you only looking for me like a sicko. Seriously.
Crazy.
So that's what I'm saying. Have you ever been with someone that you consider like a stalker type? You don't gotta throw the person name out there, cause.
No, I just know when things got bad between me and that person. It just they had a little stalker thing going on. Just
what was the bad thing?
Well, like, when a relationship ends poorly, like, ends badly.
That don't mean you gotta be a stalker, so no, I'm no, saying...
No, I'm not saying...
In that situation, elaborate.
She... I would be places, and she would know where I'm at. Like, or she would pop up in these places, too.
While you was with someone else?
Oh, no. Not while I'm with somebody else, but just...
Really?
Yeah, but I'm not. It's not like I was with anybody. I would be in a supermarket by myself, and you know she probably like knows somewhere that I go to.
Is it because you dicked her down?
I don't know if that. I don't know that. That's I can't answer for her.
I ain't telling you to answer for her. Anyways, bitch, you're dismissed. Okay. I'm married now. He's married. You're gone. You're non-existent. But is it because you dicked her down?
I do not know what it is.
It's so crazy because I feel like people be feeling like entitled. And it was even like a situation for me, and I had several situations like this, but these two put the icing on the motherfucking cake. They put the good icing, too. You know, y'all know, like, that butter icing, the buttercream? That's what they put. The Maxwell icing.
Not the Spanish hard drinks.
The Maxwell icing. If y'all know Maxwell cake from Queens, the Maxwell icing, okay? So, for me, you know, I thought, like, we were good. Like, we were friends. Like, we were friends before anything. Mm-hmm. That nigga wasn't trying to hear that shit. Once I told him I want to talk to him like that, why are you excessively stalking me at this point? Till this day, fuck it. I'm going to just throw it out there.
Sick. Probably listening.
Probably fucking listening, okay? Jeez. Fuck it. It is what it is. What are you going to do?
Can we make this the promo clip?
We could do whatever. Probably. Oh, my husband is saying that only for the simple fact I be showing him the amount of fucking profiles that are made specifically just to watch me. And trust me, it's not the flattery because I'm not flattered by none of it. The people who have fake profiles anyway just to follow people. But I'm talking about the fake profiles that are made especially for me. Okay, like Tiff's Graham, okay, the ones that you just watching me, okay, I'm done doing that. My husband is making mockery of it because he will hold your ass up.
Listen,
But it's crazy, right? Because, babe, you know I'm really not an Instagram type of person. Okay, I'm not an Instagram person. My Instagram, literally, I had two Instagrams. And what I will say is, I'm not really an internet person. I'm still getting used to the internet. And I feel like it bothers me every now and again when I'm seeing all these fucking fake-ass profiles. And you're literally doing nothing but to watch me. I'm nobody to watch. You need to watch what you got going on.
They see something they like. I mean, shit.
I don't know. I feel like maybe they're just intimidated by who you are.
Yo, our IG could be a fucking movie with the stories. Imagine.
I know. You see, he flexes because he does this. So he's not even flexing. It's just more so like, I don't want to shit on you and hurt your feelings type of shit. But he's basically saying that that's what it is. And I'm not trying to do any of that. I just feel like it's extremely weird that these people fucking follow me. They don't even follow me. They watch my stories. They watch me. And it's just like, por qué? Seriously, por qué? It's funny. It's the weirdest shit because I would never, I don't give a fuck who I dealt with, who I thought the sex was good. Like, I'm not jacking you to the point where every single thing you're doing, I'm on you. I'm on to better things. I'm doing shit that's only gonna make me elevate.
In the words of
Koi
Madam
Lorraine.
Madam CL.
Koi Lorraine. Sound
like a visionary.
No, but I like listening to like these type of songs like from the younger generations because I feel like a lot of the times when you're in situations or you go through things in life, you go through these situations in life at a young age. Mm-hmm. But I wasn't the type of person to really, like, be out there on social media like that. So, fuck that. So, now I come a little bit more older, a little bit seasoned. Mm-hmm. And I'm just like, fuck that shit. Like, it is what it is. Why are you still jacking me? Like, you want that old thing back, but that old thing is gone. Yeah, it's non-existent at this point. It's out of reach for you. So,
not in reach, period.
All right. Now, you see what I'm saying? You're going to make me say something that I'm going to have to edit out of the shit. We don't play about each other. That's just that, okay?
Yeah.
You done?
Yeah.
I'm done. You have anything to add to this?
Nah, I don't got nothing.
This one was just too fucking mixy for me. But we're going to end it on this note because I don't even want to take this shit fucking further. We'll continue this at a later date. This was Talk with Torch. Later, y'all.
Later.